Hi there. The word for you today is on building men and women of God. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 and 7, we read, "These commandments, impress them on your children." A great preacher once said, "When times are troubled, we cry, God, give us men to match our mountains." In reply, God gives us children and says, "Here's the building material." You know, our children are building kits, and we, the parents, are expected to develop them into men and women of God. Here's the blueprint in the form of three scriptures. Let me share them with you. Number one, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Parent, if you don't practice scriptural principles, your children won't either. Indeed, if you don't live what you preach, your words will not only fall on deaf ears, but they can actually create rebellious hearts. You don't have to be perfect, but you must be genuine. Second scripture, impress them on your children. In other words, emphasize. That word impress means emphasize, stress, prompt, make clear, drum in, and imprint. There's nothing passive or passing here. It's a deliberate, thorough, active, repeated process. Third part of the verse says, talk to them. You know, your kids won't catch the truth by osmosis. You have to talk to them. Now, not in religious sounding tones they don't get or that turn them off, but in natural language, in natural ways, at natural times. For example, Deuteronomy 6 says, talk about these things when you sit at home. That is, in the comfort of familiar surroundings. And when you walk along the road, that is, in the easy give-and-take environment, like on your way to McDonald's or the ball game, or when you lie down and when you get up. In other words, watching for opportunities, because teachable moments come and go unannounced. Remember the words Carpe Diem? Parents who seize the day. Discover that God has equipped them to mold their children into men and women of God.